This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, Super Tuesday was incredible, and there's so many other big global developments we're going to be breaking down here today on this March 2nd, 2016 Global Wednesday transmission. But really, the biggest thing to come out of this is the mantra that is so true. You rarely hear mantras in politics that are true. They're normally establishment mantras. But the mantra that regardless of who Donald Trump is, he is a focal point of revolution and a peaceful overthrow of an illegitimate government run by offshore special interests. And Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas governor, has come out and said it all, says Trump phenomenon is a peaceful overthrow of the government. Because Trump's saying we're going to put America first. Globalism is all about looting America. And Trump knows this, but he dumbs it down to the public. He says, we have dumb leaders who make dumb deals with China and Mexico and India and all these other nations. We have dumb leaders. The deals are so one-sided. They're not dumb. This is global government where we were sold off, and Europe was sold off, from Ireland to Germany to Canada to the United States to Australia. Key infrastructure, the Panama Canal, all the rare earth minerals in Australia were just given. People wonder why the communist Chinese government has 99% in Australia of rare earth minerals. It's because they don't let Australian or British, or U.S., or German, or Dutch, or French companies operate. This is strategic global government where they carve it all up. And China's broken some of its deals with the globalists is why major fleets are off their coast right now. Because they weren't supposed to move militarily. They were to be given economic power. The United States was to be the military power with NATO as the world army. China has double-crossed the globalists. And the Ruskies aren't going along with it either, but they are even more mistrustful of the Chinese because they know the Chinese government tried to get the U.S. to do a joint strike twice on Moscow in the 50s and 60s. It's all coming up today, the real history of the world and beyond. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, a lot of big guests and more coming up, but first, the incredible statements, the truth, the veritas flooding from the mouth of Huckabee.
You know, look, Donald Trump disavowed David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan so many times from Friday through Monday that, the one time that he seemed to stumble a little bit, he said it was his earpiece. I don't know what he heard in his earpiece because I wasn't there. Yeah. But I don't think there's any question that Donald Trump is not some kind of racist bigot, and for people to pretend that that's our big concern. And I thought Donald Trump last night in his press conference, I thought that was a stroke of genius, and he came across very conciliatory. He was a lot nicer to Ryan than Ryan was to him, and Paul Ryan and other people in Washington need to recognize the reason that Trump is winning is because they feel like people in Washington have helped them lose, and they're sick of it. They've worked hard to get him elected, and when they get there, they don't do anything different, and I'll tell you why. Three words. Follow the money. The donor class runs the political environment of this country, and people are waking up to that, and they are tired of it, and that's what this election is largely about. It's an overthrow of the government, and you know what we ought to be? Glad that it is a peaceful revolution with ballots rather than one with bullets. And we're having in many ways somewhat of a political revolution in the Republican Party and in the country.
Bravo, Huckabee. Veritas. And this PSYOP almost got to me. On Friday, he disavowed the Klan. He did it 15 years ago on his own, left the Reform Party because Duke got involved. Without the media even saying anything, I went back to the old New York Times article about it. And then he did it more than 12 times I was able to find. It was like a psyop. By Sunday, I went, so I'm hearing the media say, disavow, disavow. And I went, I saw the tweets. I saw them on TV. So I finally went and found more than a dozen examples. And finally, last night, he was asked three times. He kept saying, I disavow, disavow, disavow. And then again, he goes, stop it. I just disavowed it here. But that's their game. He won't disavow Fox, CNN, MSNBC, lying to their viewers, saying he didn't disavow. And then one time turning his earpiece off in the middle of...
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, my friends. Hard to believe you're already well in to the third month of 2016. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's an article from Infowars.com, a New American Magazine story by William F. Jasper. Globalist insider Larry Summers, Trump is a serious threat to American, quote, democracy. These are the people that have hijacked our nation. We're seeing a populist movement, and then Larry Summers that engineered the derivative scams, everything that we're currently under during the Clinton administration, who has helped shackle this nation to foreign debt that we don't even own or owe. And he's saying that Trump is a threat to, quote, democracy. No, he's a threat to people that are a threat to our republic. And I'm going to play this clip again. It is a clip from Fox News last night with Huckabee, Governor Huckabee, saying Donald Trump represents a phenomenon of a peaceful overthrow of the government. And that's what the Declaration of Independence is. A statement that we have a right to remove governments. And that's what elections are. And now via political correctness and foreign donors and money, they are trying to shut down and checkmate the American people. Quite frankly, Donald Trump is pretty milquetoast. But they invert reality and make it sound bizarre when first he's like, yeah, we got to bring in the refugees. Our government helped put ISIS in, and now they're killing all these people. We got to protect them. And he goes, oh, wait a minute. They're radical jihadis, a bunch of them, and they're not vetting them? They're not checking their passports? They're not even, we'll stop all of them until we know. That's like locking your door at night, and they just act like that's the end of the world. This is what they do. They count on people not checking the facts. So I want to go over this. Here's the problem, and I'm going to get Roger Stone back on today. I'm going to get other political analysts on as well. Donald Trump, the Stop a Broker convention at the RNC coming up in a few months, needs over 50% of the delegates. The other candidates last night, Cruz in second, Rubio in third, Kasich in fourth, Ben Carson in fifth, got 365 delegates total. Donald Trump got 316. And if that strategy continues, they will be able to steal the nomination or force him to take a vice president bare minimum at the RNC coming up. Now, we have two reports coming up, one that Jakari Jackson shot. They're both excellent. The other that Joe Biggs shot with a local news station. They got at least a dozen calls in an hour on one of the news shows. They're in the, and then more in the newsroom that, no, we try to vote in Travis County, but also in Round Rock, in Williamson County, north of Austin, where I sit, here in the heart of Texas. And it would flip to Rubio or Cruz. And then I have personally gotten calls from longtime friends and others, one of my former producers, whose wife had hers flipped. And by the way, she works in computers for 30 years, so she knows what she's doing. She said, no, it kept flipping. And then we also talked to an election judge off camera. He wouldn't be on camera. He said, no, this was happening here. So no doubt it was widespread. And you go, well, wait a minute. Cruz won overall. What is it, 9 states? But you see, he narrowly lost Texas, and he narrowly lost other key states, and it's point shaving because Super Tuesday, none of the states were winner take all. And so by stealing Texas, and I think there's clear evidence this happened, and by stealing other states, they are then able to come in with a broker convention and have these other candidates, but also their delegates and basically superdelegates, Republicans don't call them that, but they are superdelegates, basically take it completely away from Trump. And if you don't think they'll do it, get ready, because Marco Rubio has been in the news, the Koch brothers have been in the news, the Republican leadership has been in the news, Jeb Bush has been in the news saying, we'll have a broker convention. In fact, I saw the crew just putting a Breitbart article up where they're talking about that. So, sure, you heard about this first 6 months ago from Richard Reeves. You heard us obsessing on it with different expert guests, but now it's here. Team Rubio PowerPoint illustrates path to brokered convention. That was back in February where they were plotting it and openly talking about it. Now, the answer is a total tsunami for Trump, and it's now time to be totally in for Trump. He may betray us. This may be a takeover by another hostile group of the North American Union command base. This could be a coup in the system by another management team. I'm not that stupid to come out here and tell you that this could be super sophisticated intramural warfare inside the globalist. I don't believe that. The signs don't show that. The entire power structure is freaking out. Trump is not somebody that's been allied with these groups. He's allied with, you know, NASCAR owners and architects and designers and more nouveau riche wealthy. What I'd call the production wealthy, the anti-Cloward and Piven, anti-Agenda 21, prosperity wealthy. They're billionaires, but they're not in the club. They don't control the trillions in banking manipulation. They're not part of the rigged currency exchanges and the interest rates and the stock markets that they admit are all rigged now. You've got the super elite that trade in trillions every day in currency and in derivatives. For them, money is a weapon to consolidate control. Then you got folks like Trump with $7, $8 billion, and that's talking about his assets. The new hit piece is going to be that Trump's only worth a little over $1 billion in what he actually owns. Get ready for that to come out. The truth is, he's not a lightweight. He pretty much did build his money outside the system with a $1 million loan from his daddy. He'd already made over $1 billion by the time his dad died and gave him $200 million. He'd already eclipsed his father by the time daddy died. That's old-fashioned family business. He's got his sons getting ready to run the show as well. That's what you do. And then, of course, the son that is the best, works the hardest, ends up getting the seat to run the show. That's how it's always worked. It's only in the last 50 years they got rid of that. So they attack all of this. This is a true focal point of the revolution. And even if they destroy Trump, blow up his airplane, shoot him, whatever, they're not going to get rid of him. And I don't believe he's suddenly going to take a dive because of some scandal for Hillary. He is damaging them too big on the Federal Reserve, on vaccines, on China telling us what to do. Trump dumbs it down for people, and he says, we make bad deals with foreigners. They have too smart of leaders. No, the truth is the deals are all meant to screw us because this is global government being established off of the treasure of the West. And I said it earlier. The communist Chinese government gets 97% of world rare earth minerals. They get 99%, according to the Wall Street Journal, of Australian rare earth minerals, and about a third of the world's rare earth minerals are in Australia. Another third or so are in Africa. The rest are spread out. The government with regulators will not let a U.S. company extract rare earth minerals in the United States. They stick judges, environmentalists on you. Chinese company comes in, they're allowed to get whatever they want. You ask, why is that? Global secret treaties were agreed to in the 70s. They've since come out, part of them, that China gets the deep water ports. They get the Panama Canal. They get a leverage control of world trade in the global deal set up with Richard Nixon, the Rockefellers, and others. Nixon tried to pull out of it. That's why they shut him down. They were given the world economic system, but they were not to control banking, currencies, or military. That went to the Anglo-American establishment, the United States, Australia, Canada, NATO, the European Union. China has double-crossed that. That's why the fleets, three fleets, are off the shore, openly talking about war with China. Russia threw the oligarchs off. They're not perfect, but they've got their own system running, probably the most moral. It's the least scientific designing to try to poison and kill families. It's not eugenic. It's thug. It's corrupt. It's got problems. But it realizes its very existence is under attack. So it's saying, have kids. Don't take the vaccines. They're putting poison in the water. Basically, it's Alex Jones 24-7 in Russia right now. Alex Jones, Alexander Shelton, 24-7 in Russia right now. They're having a renaissance because they've never been out of the dark ages, never out from under oligarchy and royalty and then the communist. Russia is having its attempt at 1776. That's why the globalists are rolling in on every border they've got. So Russia's the real wild card here. And this is an insurrection against tyranny. And again, Trump is only one focal point of that. And so folks ought to listen to me. I've proven I know what I'm talking about. I know how geopolitics works. Our best shot is to get behind Trump and to watch the polls and be aware of what's happening and have investigators out there checking and have Trump come out. He doesn't want to sound like a sourpuss. But he needs to point out that there was major election fraud evidence in many different states and also in early voting in Ohio to prop up Kasich, and that it's going to take a huge tsunami to get him past 50% of the delegates. Of course he was winning in a bunch of places. Almost everyone was voting for Trump. Democrats in national polls lean more towards Trump. So why was Cruz and Rubio winning in Austin? Because they shaved points. and they're shaving points everywhere. So they can go into that convention and steal it. It's big. It's out of control. And the Koch brothers are putting $75 million against him right now. They now run Rubio's campaign. I'm Alex Jones. It's a big broadcast. Stay with us. The future not as of America, but the world is at stake. It's humanity against the technocracy.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not going to get into this Ku Klux Klan thing much more, but coming up in the next segment when we have more time, I'm going to play a CNN clip I played last night during our live coverage of Super Tuesday that went on for 4 hours. Because it illustrates how they mind control. They play clips of Trump repudiating and saying, I'm not part of the Klan. Why are you asking me this? Of course I disavow. And then they cut to the Southern Poverty Law Center and people going, but he didn't disavow their views. It's like a weird mind game. It's like saying, I don't like escargot, snails. And they go, but describe the taste, describe the flavor, describe why you don't like it and how horrible it is. I don't like snails. And they ask you again, do you like snails? Why won't you repudiate snails? Why won't you distance yourself from snails? Fine, I don't like snails. And Jesse Ventura came out in defense of Trump. They're kind of the same, old-fashioned, pig-headed. And he goes, why is it if somebody endorses you, anybody could endorse you, then you've got to go defend it? It's a free country. He goes, I wouldn't even respond to this. And behind the scenes, that's what was going on with Trump. He goes, I did disavow him 15 years ago. I disavowed him 3 or 4 times last week. Then they cut my audio off. I don't hear it. I say, what groups? Disavow, disavow. And then last night, 3 times in the press conference, 3 questions. Will you disavow? I have disavowed. I disavow again. You hear the woman reporter going, nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. He goes, lady, I just disavowed. I'm done. They go to the next person. Will you disavow? Well, who are you, sir? I'm a Sirius XM. Okay, I disavow. Another person. Will you disavow? Now, wait a minute. I just did this, but you're going to say I didn't disavow. I disavow. It's like a weird game these people play. And it goes on and on. And I mean, during the weekend and this week, I would hear the news going, he won't disavow on Fox and CNN. And Paul Ryan comes out yesterday and goes, Donald Trump will not disavow. You must disavow, Donald. How dare you? We are the party of Lincoln. Running the hoax like the public are idiots, but they know only 20% of people watch news on average. So it's targeting the people that kind of just get their news from the water cooler. Did you hear he wouldn't disavow? And it was like mind control. I was looking up stuff going, he didn't disavow on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday? And I just found more than 12 examples of where he disavowed. And then the new thing is, well, he didn't disavow their views. He just disavowed them. It's like, do you disavow child molesters? Yes, I disavow them. Well, disavow their practices. Talk about each practice. I'm not going to talk about those practices. You're for them. Ja'Kari Jackson had a great point last night on the Senate coverage. He said, if somebody wears an MSNBC shirt and goes and robs a bank, MSNBC doesn't have to disavow. But it's worse than that. Mecha, La Raza, the New Black Panther Party, Black Lives Matter are just as racist or more so in many cases than the KKK. In fact, I had a caller last Friday when I was going to vote, or maybe it was Thursday. It was Friday. It was not a caller. It was live streamed. It was live streamed. I've had callers, too, on YouTube. It's Alex Jones goes on the road and votes. You can see it. And then the person says, disavow that you don't hate black people. And I just said, I'm not answering that. And it's funny, I walk in the grocery store to vote, and there's one of my friends, Cargill, that owns Central Texas Gunworks, and I just give the guy a hug, which I normally do anyways. He's such a nice guy. I didn't even realize people with him were a comment. Oh, my gosh, look, he's hugging a black guy. I mean, this is how mind-controlled this is. And I said, no, I'm not going to say I don't hate black people. It's like calling, going, say you don't rape women. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Because I haven't done anything. So I was saying, Trump was annoying me not disavowing it more. He'd already disavowed it 4 times at that point. But now I kind of get his point in Ventura. So now there's this game, though, where he disavows. And I'm going to come back and play the clip and then go back to Huckabee. But this is such a big deal because it shows they know they're trying to deceive people. And Marco Rubio is calling Donald Trump a con artist. And now their new meme is, because he had a real estate school, one of the most successful in the country, and if you go take one of those real estate school deals and you aren't successful, that's your fault. Or when you got into the market. It's like if you get a college degree. 90% of the time now, it's not going to end up paying off. Is the whole thing a con game? It's 10 times the con game of Donald Trump's real estate stuff. You can go take computer courses, RTF courses at little mom and pop schools that have like 100 students, in my experience, people I know, and get more training and better jobs. I know people that went and took weekend courses in webmastering 20 years ago that are making $1 million a year today. I mean, in my experience, technical schools and stuff like that, or just becoming an apprentice are much better. But again, they're the con artist saying he's the con artist. But he's never been involved in politics. It's amazing. It's incredible, the demonization.
We're on the march.
It's not working
anymore. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
We can see for miles and miles. Of how we see for miles and miles, we just actually read the trade publications. It was about 18 years ago that I began to show trade publications on my local TV show and talk about it on the radio, where the federal government and local governments, through threat fusion centers that existed before 9/11, by the way, they just rolled them out then to the public. The Clintons called it Homeland Security back in 1995. That was the secret name for it, run by NORTHCOM. Before NORTHCOM was even officially established at Colorado Springs, Colorado, that they were putting in what they called gunshot detectors all over the country that were really microphones that could listen to you at upwards of 250 yards away and were run through NSA keyword software. Then we learned it was the cable boxes that were rolling out in the mid-90s also had the microphones in them. By the time they tell you about it, it's for voice command, but the real use is to listen to you. And we talked 5 years ago about IntelliStreets. In Chicago and other cities, billions being spent for smart streetlights that have cameras and microphones and cell tower stingray type technology to steal all your data and break your passcodes. We also told you Google cars were driving around grabbing all your data. Well, here it is, drudgereport.com. Devices on public buses listening to private conversations. Clear Channel billboards read you. School monitors student social media to head off problems. Police push for armed drones. And by the way, that's the New York Times on the billboard scanning you and reading you and spying on you. And it's the Washington Post on the microphones on the buses. It's also cameras, boys and girls. So see, my problem is I was just aware of all this 20 years before the general public. And so I get up here and I go, Davos Forum has just released an announcement that they want a $100 trillion global tax. And when the world economy collapses in the next decade, they want a strategic drawing right that all of their currencies are based on. And then they have the news come out and say, Jones says next year the dollar will be abolished and we'll have something called the Amero. Never said it. That was a concept coin that was put out. But everybody freaked out about that. No, you'll still have a dollar, but it will be set to the global currency. And then they're going to phase that cash out. You still have a credit card with an American flag on it. That'll be your national ID card, but it'll be global. How did I know this? Because I read the big telecom consortium minutes that were public from meetings in Tokyo and Chicago and New York and Sydney. And I had all the experts on, and they talked about how they would control the future and track everything in real time and have smart dust on every item in the world by law integrated into the structure of it so you can't remove it. And how they would genetically engineer every plant and animal and splice humans with animals. And they're doing it all, okay? And I'm not here saying, wow, I was so right. Wow, I'm so cool. Wow, listen to me. I am here just worried about my family and your family, and I know for a fact I'm right because the enemy's public. And I'm just telling you a declared operation like the Borg arriving at Earth. And you see these allegories with the Borg and with movies like Oblivion. And the allegory fits because what the elite are building. Imagine writing a science fiction book where there is a race of aliens in a higher dimension or a lower dimension. And this is an allegory before the New York Times runs with this. And they interdimensionally are giving certain humans dark knowledge on how to build a grid control system that's a Trojan horse and looks like it makes life easier. But once you adopt it, you give your consciousness up to it and then lose your humanity in the process and basically then decide you're a bad species and agree that you want to be assimilated and overwritten and merged with a machine and then lose your physical body. Now, that's the promise of the globalists and their public plan. From Google to Ray Kurzweil to H.G. Wells to all of them. That's why you see what I'm saying in Arthur C. Clarke, MI6 agent, OSS before that, inventor of the telecommunications satellite, high-level Illuminati, 2001 Space Odyssey, childlike allegory if you'd understand what's going to happen. They are bringing in the end of humanity. And they are building at the highest levels of the Bavarian Illuminati. When you study them, they believe they are channeling interdimensional beings. This is not me. This is them. And that they're giving them advanced technology and information to control this third dimension. And their orders are, build this technocracy, wipe out humanity, and they're going to be gods. And you're saying, wait a minute, that's childhood's end. Wait a minute, that's all these science fiction movies in this culture. We see themes of this, not the full theme, but themes of it. And it's because that's what the global elite believe. Now, Christians would say, yeah, that's the devil doing that. And that's the Antichrist peace system. See, there it is again in the Bible. And it's in the Vedic text with the Indians. And it's in every ancient religion and culture from the Dogon tribe in Africa right through. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on because I deal with what I can prove. But that's the big enchilada. And they're building a system that is human ending. I was watching Fox News this morning. And Megyn Kelly is morphing into an asexual creature. The ads were all dads doing the mopping and dads doing the cooking. And it'd be okay if there was some of that. That's the only message I saw during the ads. And, of course, I already knew that, but it's just, wow. I had the audio off. And I was just looking at the closed captioning, and it was just total conditioning. What Orwell failed to predict is that we'd buy the cameras ourselves, and then our biggest fear would be that nobody was watching. That's Keith Lowell Jensen said that. It's a very good quote. And so they weren't ready for you to know 20 years ago when I told you about the microphones and your appliances. You weren't ready in their rollout to know that the street lamps are listening to you and watching you. And that computers decide when something is suspicious and tell the police. And so they claim, oh, well, I had reasonable suspicion. And you could argue of loving angels, if the Archangel Gabriel or Michael was running these, you could say, oh, well, it's okay. So there's always an excuse. It's for the greater good. No, the good guys don't run this. And just look at the cancer rates, the IQs dropping, the culture falling apart, the family falling apart. This thing we're being fed into doesn't lead to a nice place. You smell what's down that dark hole? Let me tell you. They're like, hey, doesn't matter. Put your virtual reality goggles on and then march down this path. It's really pretty. And that's why they want you in the Matrix with the goggles on, looking at your smartphone and watching American Idol and the Oscars and marching to hell. They don't want you actually looking around you and using your instincts, using your gut, using your common sense. So whether it's interdimensional spirits, whether it's classical third-dimensional deep space aliens, or whether it's psychotic elites throughout history that have envisioned systems of total control and humans are so powerful, they've been able to manifest it by stealing our dreams. They manipulate us to build for them. Or whether the elite have grabbed onto ancient cosmologies and are deceived and believe that they're just ripping off a narrative, but it sounds like a good control system. Whatever it is, let's just say it's scientific and it's out of the mind of humans. It doesn't matter. They're building alien systems. They're creating alien creatures. Human embryos growing in goats, in sheep, in pigs, in cows. For 20 years that I know about it. And when the BBC reported on it 20 years ago, I'd already read it in some trade publications. They said it had been going on for 10. That's 30 years. And now they're telling you about it this year, 30 years later. Now they're telling you about microphones in the light poles and cameras, 20 years plus after. They're going, guess what? Those aren't gunshot detectors. They're listening to you. And see, in legalese, they're telling the truth. It is a gunshot detector. It does pick up shots fired. It does triangulate, but it's really, its base use is a microphone. Just like your so-called smartphone with a great camera and all these amazing games and all the things it does and calculators. You seen this before? Where are you seeing that shape? Guys, type in 2001 Space Odyssey into Google. Pull up opening scene when they wake up in the morning and it's standing there and it sends out a signal activating their DNA to evolve. I'm holding up an iPhone, a smartphone. It makes you smart, but it really makes you dumb. Oh, and as if that didn't tell you enough what was going on, what is the obelisk? Oh, it's the apple in the garden that a bite's been taken out of. It's the mark. Now, again, we should probably come back with the 2001 music. What is the obelisk? What is the obelisk? You're about to get the big secret. I didn't need to get this from Vivian Kubrick, his protege, his daughter. I already knew it. When I told her, she said no one else knew that. The obelisk, you see, is the modern TV screen. It's the final ratio. It is the interdimensional gate through which the programming flows, which you will then be inserted into with a virtual reality and wires directly into your cerebral cortex, and it's game over. It is the cheese on the trap. And it sends out the signal. A signal so strong that when they dig up the next one on the moon, it kills the astronauts when it activates. And what's that metaphor? What's that message? This next transcendent level, men die. The end of age of men. Only the Uberman on the ship, the chosen one, the two top males blasting into space, going out to Jupiter, Saturn in the book, to ignite the new sun, Lucifer. But first they have to battle the AI that took him to that level and transcended. Then he has to give up his humanity and warp to another dimension to be reincarnated as the star child to return and repopulate the earth that has been depopulated. The return of Lucifer. Fiery the angel fell. Dark thunder rolled around their shores, burning with the fires of Ork. You want the secrets, I'm giving them to you. 2001 Space Odyssey, the obelisk. First it evolves you, then it kills you. The gray screen of a television. The gate. The technology. But only one of them at first is willing to touch it. And of course, he then takes up the sword. War is born. Death comes into the world. But not a physical death. The knowledge of evil is now available. The knowledge of another dimension is now at your hands. The apple from the obelisk. This is your God. And they say that Apple, for a dollar or two more, could sell these and not use Chinese slave labor. And they've got big reports on it and empower all those people. They don't want to empower them. The building of this machine is to destroy us here in the West and, of course, enslave and poison and kill those that built it. They're just deeper in the clutches. Good could not come of this. It is an instrument of evil, like the ring of Sauron. The ring of power. The fire of the gods. Oh, we were talking about Donald Trump and the KKK. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I don't want to fight with the black people or anybody else while we're under absolute demonic takeover. I'm sorry. Let's get back to the NFL, should we? I'm going to go to break, though, and come back with this CNN piece because it shows the deception. Oh, he did disavow it a bunch. People now found out that they were lying. But he didn't disavow it properly. And then the facts of what Huckabee had to say in your phone calls and a lot more today. I'm going to open the phones up in the second hour. Briefly, here, we had the big special. It is over now. And we did sell out of a lot of items, but we held some back. And you get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. So the way you can get the items that did sell out, like Super Male Vitality that just came back in, Super Female Vitality, Secret 12, DNA Force, and Living Defense, and others, is sign up and get 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, the big umbrella site. Also, we have a flash sale just running through the end of the week. 50% off colloidal silver, silver bullet, highest quality, 30 parts per million. That's okay. It should be the best. You can make it more parts per million, folks, but then it can become toxic in our research. That's what most experts agree. This is very high power. Consult your physician before you use it, but with antibiotics and stuff not working anymore, everybody's investigating well-known stuff. So InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off. For a limited time, it's silver bullet, colloidal silver for an unprecedented 50% off. InfoWarsLife.com. Our exclusive silver bullet formula is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million, about three times stronger than most colloidal silvers out there. And we've already sold out of several products, InfoWarsLife.com, and we're expected to start selling out of silver bullet after this flash sale ends. This is your opportunity to stock up on colloidal silver with the biggest special of the year on colloidal silver. Get colloidal silver, silver bullet today, 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield is back in stock, oxy powder, all of it. Anthroplex was sold out during the sale. It just came in 2 days ago. Anthroplex is simply an amazing, well, just go read about it. It's Supermel Vitality, has some other ingredients as well. Supermel is better in some ways, this is better in others. It just goes together. They're meant to be stacked together. It's the foundation to use Super Female or Super Male. Anthroplex available at InfoWarsLife.com. And your funding of this operation, whether it's a Hillary for President t-shirt or whatever the case may be, funds a pro-human organization.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
He told Judge Napolitano to his face. He's looking at him for Supreme Court justice. If you're a radio listener, look at an iPhone, a smartphone, and notice when you upturn it, it's the obelisk from 2001 Space Odyssey. It's a TV screen ratio. Today, but at that time, the ratio of 35 millimeter or 80 millimeter film screens. And so it's art, it's literature, it's culture, it's ideas, it's other realities, it's other dimensions. It's what it sucks you into. A tool for good, but also a great tool for bad. And now they've had the revelation of the method. What their plans are for humanity are writ large. Coming up, you're dividing people by race. CNN's Jeff Lord, Van Jones blow up over Trump KKK flap. And Van Jones just keeps saying, you know, he hasn't denied it. He hasn't disavowed it. He goes, yes, he has. And then he starts talking about black people in context as if only they matter. And the other pundit just says, look, you're the one bringing up race. You're the one injecting it. And see, that's the big elephant in the room, is that they're the ones invoking all this. Just like when, if you read Obamacare and it had death panels, and it had doubling and tripling of prices written by foreign insurance companies and rationing of care, they would just go, no, it doesn't, racist. Alex Jones is deeply racist. He doesn't like the fact that Obama's black. That's an actual quote on MSNBC. He doesn't like it, and that's why he's saying it's got death panels. No, it's because we read the subsections on air. They'd get on air and go, there are no fines. It's all lies. Of course, now the fines are going out. This is the deception. It's so crazy. But there was a powerful piece on CNN, powerfully deceptive, where they finally have to admit that Trump's been disavowing before the earpiece even cut out. But then they say, but he's not disavowing properly. You see, he has to disavow what the Klan says and does, and I guess give a five-hour speech about it. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Some white supremacists, such as former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke, may suggest support for Donald Trump.
Running against Donald Trump at this point is really treason to your heritage.
But after a weekend of back and forth,
I disavow, okay? I don't know anything about David Duke, okay?
We still don't know if the Republican frontrunner wholly rejects the controversial support. It's a question Trump has been struggling to answer clearly for months.
All right, pause.
What I heard was very...
Back it up. He disavowed it 15 years ago when he joined the Reform Party. Trump got out of it on his own. He disavowed it three or four times before that. Then they cut the deal and he said, who are you talking about? Then they kept doing it and they said, we don't know if he fully disavows. See how the mind game works? Here it is.
We still don't know if the Republican frontrunner wholly rejects the controversial support. It's a question Trump has been struggling to answer clearly for months.
What I heard was various groups, and I don't mind disavowing anybody, and I disavow David Duke. And
yes, he has disavowed Duke, but the Republican frontrunner has yet to plainly condemn Duke's ideology, or that of the KKK and other white supremacist groups. The Anti-Defamation League has called for Trump to do just that, to no avail.
Not answering this question directly has some risks, but I think it has more rewards, which is that he is hoping to just go Tuesday evening and win.
Again, it's about they set the parameters. We say what you say. We say what you do. We say what words you can use. You must disavow the way we say. We're high and mighty. And you're like, oh, these are idiots. Ignore them. They got your kids in the public schools, in the private schools, most of them follow this political correctness, and in the colleges. And they're in there bullying the daylights out of them, banning costume parties, banning brown paper bags, banning the word lynch off buildings, running around foaming at the mouth, getting people fired. They're a bunch of control freak terrorists that want to break our will, and want to hold us captive, and they want to put people in forced labor camps. It's what leftists always do. These people are so dangerous. They are the scourge. They're as dangerous as the Nazis were in Germany.